An hour before midnight, a small felucca lay in the eastern channel of the Victoria Nile. It was hove to against the night breeze and the current, with sail skilfully backed. Al-Nur sat beside Osman Atalan on the thwart. Both men watched the Khartoum bank. Tonight the rocket display was extravagant. Since the onset of darkness, a continual succession of fireworks had soared into the sky and burst in cascades of multicoloured sparks. The band was playing with renewed alacrity and verve, and at intervals they heard singing and laughter carried faintly across the dark waters. "Gordon Pasha has heard the news of Abu Klai," Al-Nur whispered. "He and his minions rejoice in their heathen hearts. Hourly they expect the steamers to appear from the south." It was long after midnight before the sounds of celebration slowly subsided, and Osman gave a quiet order to the boatmen. He let the lateen sail fill, and they felt their way in closer to the shore below the walls of Khartoum. When they reached a point opposite the Maidan, Al-Nur touched his master's arm and pointed at the tiny beach, now exposed by the retreating waters. The wet mud glittered like ice in the starlight. Osman spoke a quiet word to the boatman, who tacked and sailed in closer. Osman moved up to the bows and used one of the punt poles to take soundings of the sloping bottom as they crept along the beach. Then they sat quietly listening for the sentries doing their rounds or other hostile movements. They heard nothing except the hoot of an owl in the bell tower of the Catholic mission. There was lamplight within the upper floor of the British Consular Palace, which faced onto the river, and once they saw shadowy movement beyond the window casement, but then all was still. "After their victory, the infidel is lulled. Gordon Pasha is not as vigilant as he was before," Al-Nur whispered. "We have discovered the beach on which we can land. We can return to Omdurman now to make our preparations," Osman agreed. He gave a quiet command to the boatmen, and they headed back across the river. When Osman and Al-Nur reached his double-storied house in the south quarter, which lay between the Bayt el-Mal, the treasury, and the slave market, dawn was breaking, and a dozen of his agajirs were sitting in the courtyard being fed by the house slaves a breakfast of honey-roasted lamb and durra cakes with steaming pots of syrupy black Abyssinian coffee. "Noble lord, we arrived at dusk last night," they told him. "What kept you so long on the road?" he asked. "We do not ride horses like Al-Buk, who is the prince of all horses." "You are welcome," Osman embraced them. "I have more work for your blades. We must retrieve the honour that was stripped from us by the infidel on the plains of Abu Klai."